Hello and welcome to the Top 5. I'm Huma Lezgi. Our first story, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood movement is now on the country's blacklist. The government has ordered the group's removal from the list of approved non-governmental organizations. Egypt's media reports say the military-backed government's decision to strip the Brotherhood of its NGO status comes after a judicial order to ban the group. Last month, a court ordered the Brotherhood to stop operating and confiscated its assets. The court also banned any institution branching off from or belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt's army-backed interim authorities have been tough on the group after the oust of President Mohamed Morsi in July. He hailed from the Brotherhood movement. At least 1,000 supporters of the group have been killed in clashes with army since then. Also on Sunday, at least 57 people died in clashes between security forces and Morsi supporters. Mohamed Chalabi is our correspondent. He's with us now live from Cairo to give us all the latest. Mohamed, tell us about the reasons behind this decision. What were the reasons cited by the court and by the interim authorities for this decision?
Well, Homa, the reasons cited by the court are the urgent Court of Matters ruling on the banning the activities of the Brotherhood and confiscating their assets, and also a security meeting, a security committee within the cabinet that said that this will help stop the so-called security threats Egypt is facing at the moment, in a hint that the government considers the Brotherhood a terrorist group, although this has not been officially declared so far. But the reasons say the Brotherhood says the reasons are that they are trying to violate law in order to pressure the Brotherhood into accepting the army-imposed roadmap, the roadmap imposed on July the 3rd, when Defense Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi followed up on the mass anti-Morsi June 30 protests by deposing Egypt's first freely and democratically elected civilian president by the force of tanks. The Brotherhood have said this latest ruling is illegal and it violates law. The earlier Court of Urgent Matters ruling has already been appealed, and there was supposed to be a hearing into the case next week. Also, this is they've said that this is a politicized ruling, also referring to yesterday's ruling that barred the Muslim Brotherhood. Political party, the Freedom and Justice Party, from taking part in any future political activities. And this runs contrary, observers say, Homa, to the plans announced by the roadmap itself, the army-imposed roadmap, which said the plan states that it will not sideline any a group or faction from the political life. Also, analysts say that this is an attempt to try to persuade the Brotherhood into ordering a halt of the mass anti-coup protests that are gaining momentum in universities in the morning and across much of Egypt's governorates in evening hours. But really, most observers say that this is beyond the Brotherhood. Those protests are really condemning the oppressive measures being conducted by the interim authorities here in Egypt. They consider that these current authorities want to get Egypt back to before the 25th of Jan 2011, before the revolution that ousted the dictatorship. So, Homa, the situation remains very tense. There are unconfirmed reports that there are attempts to mediate between the two sides, but it's hard to imagine how will a reconciliation be reached and on what basis these mediation efforts will be based upon. But the easiest prediction here, Homa, is that the anti-coup protests will continue and the peaceful resistance to the coup will continue. No one, of course, knows what the results of that resistance will be in the end. Remember, people are being killed, peaceful protesters are being killed day in and day out here in Egypt, also army and police personnel being killed in attacks that no one really knows who's behind. Some activists have even claimed, Homa, that those officers targeted are ones that opposed the coup, allegedly. So that's how complex the situation here in Egypt is.
Thank you very much, Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent with us there by Skype from Cairo.